We have the incredible privilege today to begin the seventh chapter of Shara Bitachon. So the Mechaber continues and he says as follows: V'chiben sheishlamnu b'shara zeh mashayu roi lo min advarm kipi hasagasenu, roi lanu ata levar mafsidi habitachon be'elokim. So now, interestingly enough, he says, up until now we've been speaking about the concept of bitachon, and of course what bitachon means and how bitachon manifests itself in various areas of life. Now the Mechaber says it's important to focus on the things which detract or serve as an impediment or an obstacle to a person's sense of bitachon. Va'omar, ki mafsid shloshes hashar makomim b'sefer hazeh kulu mafsid en habitachon. I will say that these matters, in other words, the obstacles that we're about to outline here, are obstacles to all of the elements or all the aspects of bitachon that we have outlined in this sefer up until now. So let's begin. Umasidavod. So here are the impediments. Here are the obstacles to bitachon. Number one, hasichlos pinyin abarim midosav hatovos. So literally translated, foolishness that people have regarding the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the positive attributes in which he conducts himself with people. What does this mean? K'misheinu meivin rachamei habore abarov v'haganaso aleihem v'ashkachaso u'mashlo bohem v'shein k'shurim b'asurov. So a person who doesn't understand the compassion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on all of his creations, his protection upon us, his supervision upon us, his rulership over us, and that ultimately, again, we are fully and completely connected to him. So this is really incredible. In other words, the number one obstacle to bitachon is a lack of understanding of the control of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's really not just control. It's when a person lacks an understanding of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his positive attributes. In other words, if I don't know how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me and how much he cares about me and how much control and how much protection he exerts over me, so of course I can't have bitachon. Bitachon means a sense of security. You can only have a sense of security in something or someone that you fully trust in and believe in. So if I don't really believe and I don't really understand the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the positivity with which he conducts himself, the fact that he has compassion, the fact that he watches over us, the fact that he protects us. If I don't understand those things or appreciate those things, I can't have a true sense of bitachon. Number two, umehem, sichluso b'mitzvas habor yisbarach, ritzoni lomar, toras asher hisher balismoch alav liftoch bo kimosha amar, bechanuni gamazos. So the next part, the next impediment or the next obstacle is ignorance regarding the mitzvos. Regarding the mitzvos, because the mitzvos themselves and ours in the Torah itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, test me, he's quoting over here the pasuk from Malachi, the pasuk from Yeshaya, Bechanuni gam bezos, test me now with this, pasuk in Yeshaya, bitchu b'Hashem ad-e'ad, trust in Hashem forever. So if I have ignorance in Torah, then I don't understand the concept of bitachon. So number one impediment is ignorance about God and how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, has compassion upon us, and takes care of us. Number two impediment is ignorance of Torah. If I don't know, because Torah itself spells out so many of these things, but if you don't know Torah, I don't know these things. Number three, Omehem nitoso el asibos hakrovos asher hurua osan. So this is actually quite fascinating. So in this section here, what the Mechaber is describing is the following, that sometimes when a person goes ahead and sees success, he attributes success to the immediate causes that are apparent. Now, let's explain this a bit more. It says, this is incredible. Now listen to these words. He says, a person often doesn't realize that the closer the cause is to the outcome, the less it has an ability to impact the outcome, either positively or negatively. Conversely, sometimes, again, it's actually quite amazing. Sometimes the further the cause is from the outcome, the more it has the ability to impact the outcome. So let's just translate this and try to understand this again before we get into the mashal. So in life, remember again, the world works with a sense of cause and effect. So the way we often understand cause and effect is that the effect, the result, is most often related to the most immediate cause. In other words, the thing that just occurred, the thing that I just perceive in just close proximity to that's the cause. That's the cause that created the effect. And interestingly enough, Interestingly enough, the truth is, and we'll say the words now, then the mashal is going to illustrate it. The closer the cause is to the effect, actually, the less impact it actually has on the effect, both positively and negatively. Conversely, the further a cause is from the effect, the more power it has. Let's analyze for a second. He says, Kimo HaMelech. Excuse me. he gives a mashal here, like a king. Kishurotze la'anos echa me'avodav. If a king wants to punish one of his servants, so what does he do? Mishtave mitzavah le'mishneo lasos. He tells the second in command to do it. Va'mishto mitzavah la'sar. The second in command, you know, commands another officer. Hasar mitzavah sashota. The officer goes ahead and instructs someone else, another officer. And again, it keeps going down the chain. So ultimately, again, keeps going down the chain until ultimately, again, it gets to the Nokshim, right? The Nokshim literally will translate as like a taskmaster, the enforcer. And then the taskmaster, the enforcer, he carries out the punishment with the tools that are at his disposal, right? Whatever those tools may be. And here's what's interesting. So when you look at this, right, if you're the person being punished, so you assume who's punishing you? Who's punishing you? The taskmaster, right? The guy with the whip, the guy with the stick, right? That's the guy who's punishing me. But in fact, that's not actually true. The person who's punishing me is the king. And the king is so many steps above. Now here's what's interesting. The stick and the whip, of course, those are the tools to actually carry out punishment. So those have the least amount of power, right? Because they have no power. They really have no power because they are just that, just tools. He says, "Hema kelim mipnei she'elam chefetz," right? So the whip and the stick, which are the tools of punishment, they have no power at all. Okay, va'anokshim yosir cholim akelim. The taskmaster has a little bit more power than the stick and the whip. V'chein asrajot yosir me'anokshim, and then ultimately again, the officer has more power than the taskmaster. Va'shoter yosir me'asrajot. You know, the higher officer has more power than the lower officer. Va'sar yosir me'ashoter. The higher officer has higher power than that officer. Va'mishna, the second in command to the king, has more power over the officers. Va'melech yosem ikulam. But of course, the king has ultimate control. Mipnei shem yirtze yimichalo, because the king ultimately himself has the power of forgiveness and the power of punishment. So this is incredible. So meaning, in life, so often what happens is we go ahead and we often attribute the power of our circumstances to the whip and the stick, to the tools, or maybe to the person who wields the tools. But in fact, it's not that person who's doing anything to me. It's the king. Or actually, that person is doing something. But ultimately, what's occurring is not because of that person. It's occurring because of the king. It is already apparent that the ability of various causes to affect the outcome will be according to their proximity to or distance from it. Which is the ultimate cause, and yet he's the most distant, so to speak, from all the causes. One should have proper bitachon, right? One should trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One should rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'chozek yachaltu al ta'alasam beniskam, to help a person or to cause him harm. Kasher kidamnu min advarm. So this is really incredible. So let's just talk about this for a moment outside. So what the Mechaber is saying over here is that sometimes one of the greatest impediments to bitachon is that we attribute power to the wrong causes. We attribute power to the wrong causes. And we often assume that it's the most immediate cause that is responsible for the present effect. But that's the power of that mashal. Very often, it's a cause that is many steps above the closest cause that ultimately creates the effect. And so sometimes, again, and this is so important on so many different levels, but unless I recognize this idea, I just see the cause and effects of life as limited to the immediate realities right in front of me. And I take HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of the picture. I'll illustrate this for a moment. Just, I think this is incredibly important sometimes with interpersonal things. Sometimes someone does something to me. Someone hurts me. So again, there's a cause and effect. The person exhibited a behavior, behaved in a certain way. That's the cause. The effect is that I am hurt. So often when we look at that, we say, okay, so Reuven hurt me. Reuven is responsible. Now, of course, does Reuven have some level of responsibility? Of course he does. But nothing happens in this world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu who doesn't want it to happen. So if a circumstance befalls me, a situation befalls me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that to occur to me. And that's where the sense of bitachon comes in. Because suddenly I recognize that instead of always focusing on the most immediate cause and making that the be-all, end-all cause of the effects which I'm currently undergoing, I recognize that the primary cause is always HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing happens without the Ribono Shel Olam. And as such, it behooves me to place my bitachon in that original cause. But if I spend my life always going ahead and just focusing on the immediate cause that's in front of me and assuming that that creates the effects and results and realities in life, then I'm misguided. I'm misguided. And the truth is, I'm misunderstanding and often missing out on so many of the messages that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to broadcast to me. There is no effect that occurs to us in life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to happen. And we have to make sure, again, says the Mechaber, to make sure that we always recognize that the effects always are a result of the ultimate cause of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right, we'll stop over here for today. Shkoyach, everyone. A good tovach, and of course, a good chodesh.